In speaking about Shochad, last week we introduced the concept of Shochad, that it applies not only to a monetary payment that you give to the judge, but even a certain favor. You're in the middle of the court case and you do a favor for him, take a feather off of his suit as part of trying to get in good graces with the judge. Anything you do to ingratiate yourself to the judge that could tilt his judgment to you is also for you to do, as Livnei Iver Sifei Michal. It's also for him to judge such a case, because he'll be over the Isir Chomer of Shochad. We learned from the Gemara that even if it's just offered to him, he should refuse it, and then Midas Chasid is not to take that case, or maybe a Gerdin not to even judge the case, just because it was offered to him, and to refuse it, even though he's not taking the case. That we saw from Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, the different cases over there we learned in the Gemara last week. Tonight we're going to talk about extending, who does the prohibition of Shochad apply to? Pashtus applies to a judge. You have Reuven and Shimon are in front of a judge, and Reuven's not, and Shimon, they're not allowed to bribe the judge to help them win with any of the ways we spoke about last week. The question we're going to talk about this week, the case in the Sefer Siach Mishpat, he says a case like this. I'm not sure it could happen, but certainly it could happen. And I think the way I said on the email was, Leah was applying for a job, a teaching job at a school, and the principal told her, there are many applicants ahead of you, but I know your husband has a certain business. If he gives my son a job, so then I'll push you ahead of the other people and give you the job over here. Right? That was the case. So
was the question in my mind, is she clearly not the most qualified person?
Right, so let's assume she's good enough. She's good enough, but if not for this promise of getting the principal's son a job, he would just go in order or go, you know, whatever his procedure is, and she wouldn't have gotten it. Because she's offering a job for the principal's son in her husband's business, so that's allowing her to get the job. Right, so is that a problem with Rivas? So I can think of there's three issues here. Shochad. Differences. I'm sorry, Shochad. One issue is that it's not a judge. It's well, how's it different than if I want to hire someone, you know, I'll hire someone to the lowest bidder. So is that Shochad? You know, everything's going great is $10,000 to do this job. I'll do it for $8,000. So is that Shochad? I'm bribing you. Let me do the job and I'll give you $2,000 and you only have to pay $8,000. Right? So that's number one. And the second issue is that here the bride is coming afterwards. So normally I bribe you and then I'm going to win the case. Over here I'm not giving you a thing until you hire it. After he hires her, so then his son is going to get the job by her husband.
That's called a payoff.
So that's number two, right? That's the second issue, right? And the third issue is, we have to talk about, is that over here, the benefactor isn't the one giving the bribe, right? The benefactor isn't the one gaining, right? Over here, the principal is being bribed, but he's not gaining anything. It's the son's getting the job over there. So the shochad apply in such a case, right? Where the judge says, "Look, I have all the money I need. Give money to my son, and then I'll judge you better." Is that bribery also? Those are the three issues that we'll talk about. The main issue, though, we want to talk about is the one that's going to be the biggest issue. Is how far, who does it apply to? Who does the prohibition of bribery apply to? How far does it go? What do you have to be subject to this prohibition of bribery? So the whole shiur is based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin is talking about an issue of if someone is suspected of doing light aveira, do we assume he also does worse aveiras? That's a machlokas in the Gemara. We're not going to deal with that so much, but we'll deal with the Gemara brings a proof from the following story. Kihad de Bar Chama Kotel Nafsha. Bar Chama was alleged to have killed someone. Right? The Gemara says he killed him, but people said he killed someone. So Amalei Reish Galusa, Rav Avraham bar Yaakov, the Reish Galusa was in charge over there of making sure the people act civilly, told Rav Avraham bar Yaakov, Poke Ayimbo, go investigate to see what happened. Ivale Koto, if he did kill that other person, if he's a murderer, we're going to knock out his eyes. Right? We don't want any murderers around. Also, we want to deter people from becoming murderers. So also Trey Sadi, two witnesses came, Asida Veda Vali Koto, two witnesses came and said that yes, Bar Chama was a murderer. We saw him murder. Also, Iu, Aisi Trey Sadi, so Bar Chama brought two other witnesses, Asida Vevicha Nehanach, and he testified about one of the witnesses that were against him. So Chad Amar, one of these witnesses said, Kamar Didi Gonav, Kamar Dechushla, that witness who said Bar Chama murdered is a thief. He stole a kav of shell barley. The Chad Amar, one of them, Didi Gonav, I saw him steal it, Kata Dobertia, I saw him steal a handle of a spear, so he's a Ganav. So Bar Chama was trying to defend himself by trying to undermine one of the witnesses that were testifying that he was a murderer. So Amar Leizer of Yaakov said to Bar Chama, My Daitach, what are you gaining by showing that this witness is a thief? You want to say that if he's suspected of robbing, he's also going to be suspected of lying in a capital case. So that goes to Rav Meir. That goes like Rav Meir, who says that if someone did a lighter aveira, so we assume that he'll certainly do greater aveira. So you want to say, well, if you want to prove that if he's a thief, so then certainly you can't trust him when it comes to capital matters. That's what you want to do. So Rav Avraham bar Yaakov said that's not going to help you, because Rav Yossi disagrees with Rav Meir, and Rav Yossi holds he might be suspected of theft, but it doesn't mean he's suspected of murder, of something that's a lying in a capital case. And what do we do when we have a machlokes between Rav Meir and Rav Yossi? Rav Meir, Rav Yossi, halachik Rav Yossi. Whenever there's a machlokes between Rav Meir and Rav Yossi, the Gemara in Erevin says, we passen like Rav Yossi. So you don't gain anything by bringing these witnesses to say that one of the murder witnesses was a thief, because it's true, he might lie when it comes to money, but he's not going to lie when it comes to capital cases. Rav Yossi Amar, who's in the Dini Mamad, us kosher the Dini Nefashim. Yossi holds that even though he was found to be lied by a monetary case, a civil case, he is still kosher to judge, to testify in a capital case. So Amar, Rav Papi, argued with Rav Avraham bar Yaakov, thereby defending Bar Chama. He said, The only time we don't possibly go to Meir is when it's just Yaakov Machlokas. Rav Meir says this, Rav Yossi says that, so we pass him like Rav Yossi. But when there's a Stam Mishnah like Rav Meir, so then we pass him like Rav Meir. And Hocha Sassan Lantanik Rav Meir, and in this case we have a Stam Mishnah like Rav Meir, the Gemara goes to a hole back and forth to find out where the Stam Mishnah is, and the Gemara does find a Stam Mishnah that we pass him like Rav Meir, that just because someone is, that if someone is suspected of doing a lighter Aveira, certainly assume that he would have done something that he's not trusted for something that's more chamer. If you can't trust him for anything, right? So that's the way that Rav Papi defended Bar Chama, Bar Chama's witnesses, his efforts to exonerate himself against Rav Avraham Yaakov's attempt to prove him guilty. So Rav Papi proved that we don't make that chiluk, and therefore these witnesses are completely possible for edus, monetary edus, capital testimony. They can't be believed at all. So now Bar Chama was saved. The witnesses against him were undermined because they were testified that they were testimony against them stated that they were thieves. So therefore Bar Chama didn't have his eyes plucked out. So Bar Chama was very happy. Come Bar Chama. Bar Chama got up. Noshke Akare. He kissed rapapi on his foot, v'kabli lechagi v'kuli shenei, and he also committed himself to make sure that he doesn't have to pay the head tax. All of his years, the rest of his life, he had an exemption from paying taxes. Right, that's Bar Chama took care of that for Rapapi. Right, that's the end of the Gemara. We have 2 points to talk about over here. The first point, the Rush asks, how could Rapapi accept this present from Bar Chama? Right, Bar Chama is appreciating it that he defended him, and he gives him a present. That's shochad. What do you mean it's shochad? It's shochad mu'uchar. It's shochad after the fact, right? So the Rush asks, and this is from the Rush's Kasa, and this way we pass, and we'll see that just like you're not allowed to bribe a judge beforehand or in the middle of a case to try to affect his decision, even if the case is already paskin, it's finished. You can't even give the judge a present then. That's called shochad mu'uchar. Just like we learned, and this is why it was confusing, just like we learned there's a din of ribis mu'uchar. Right, last week we compared shochad devarim to ribis devarim. Right. So this week we're comparing, there's an isr called ribis mu'uchar. If I lend you $1,000 and you give me back $1,000, so the loan's finished. Next week you're not allowed to give me a present, where it's clear that present is in appreciation of the loan, even though you already paid me back. That's called ribis mu'uchar. That's called delayed ribis. Right? It's a Mishnah in Bava Metzia, Ayin Hei Amid Beis. Rav Gamliel says yesh ribis mu'kdemes. There's advanced interest. Yesh ribis mu'cheres. There's subsequent interest. There's delayed interest. Case and what's a case? Nothing in a lulas manner. You wanted to borrow money from a certain person. You send him a present. This present is that I want to borrow money from you later. Zuy ribis mu'kdemes. That's advanced interest. What's delayed interest? Love any man. You already borrowed the money. So you gave the money back already. You repaid the loan. Then afterwards you send him a present. He's a present because it was so nice that you had your money idle. You didn't draw that whole money. You could have made a lot of money in the meantime and investing it. Instead, you gave it to me and you didn't gain. So Zui Rivas Mukharis, that's also Midr Rabbanan as delayed ribis. So the Rush asks, just like there is an Aveira of delayed ribis, there's also an Aveira of delayed bribery. So how could Rapapi accept that present from Bar Chama? He had just helped out Bar Chama in the case, to help him win the case. That's a case of delayed Shochad. Shochad Mu'uchar. So the Rush answers, the Chachamim are anyway patir from paying the tax. The Chachamim are exempt from paying head taxes. There was no problem of being delayed shochad here. In the Pilpul Harifa, the Tosfos Yontif says that it will be also just like Rivas Mocheres, like the Gemara that we just learned. Right, so he was patir anyway. He would have done Amidas Chasidus and paid. So Bar Chama said, don't worry, the king's very happy with you, you don't have to pay at all, no problem. So since he really didn't have to pay the tax, he's not gaining anything, so therefore that's no problem. Shochem Uchar, that's what the Rush explained. But right now the part that Shochem Uchar, this is passing by the Rimah in Hilchos Dayanim. Dayan in Hilchos Eidos, Dayan Simin Lamed Daled. Dayan Shekvar Donis Adin. Even though the judge already finished passing the Shaila, Uba Baldin Litein Lamatana, and now the litigant comes to give a present al Shehipin Peschusa because he tried to help him. Also the Lakavlos, also the Dayan to accept it. That's Shochad Mu'uchar. Right, the Shaila is the Smayas, why is it brought over here? Why didn't he talk about it in Hilchos Dayanim? And the Pesachei Shuva gives an answer that this would only apply to Dayanim, but to a witness. A witness also is not allowed to take a bribe. But if a witness helped out someone, and you give him a present afterwards, so then that's not Shochad, because he's not making any decisions. He's just saying the facts, and you're thanking him for saying the facts the way they were. So there would be no problem with Shochad Mu'uchar by the witness. It's only by a judge that there's such an issue. Now, the issue over here is that the Ramban brings a raya from this Gemara that Chachamim are chayav to pay the tax, because he learns the Gemara simply. It says that Bar Chama accepted upon himself to get Rav Papi out of giving the tax. So he says, you see, from here, the Chacham also have to pay head taxes. Right, that's the Ramban Shita. There's a long arich the Chidor has in the Birchei Yosef and the Siman Tes. You know, so what's the Ramban do with the Isser of Shochet Meuchar? Right? So how could Rav Papi have accepted it as a problem of Shochet Meuchar? He brings a lot of different attempts to answer it. I have a couple of them written there. First of all, he says, maybe the Ramban disagrees with the Rosh. The Ramban holds that there's no problem in Shochet Meuchar. It's not even a Midas Chassidus not to take Shochet Meuchar. And when you think about it, it seems like it's a very good svara, right? Ribbis Meuchar is Aser. If I lend you $1,000, you give me back $1,000, that's fine, we're even. Now next week you give me a present, that's Ribbis Meuchar, I got a little delayed Ribbis. Shochet Meuchar. I paskin that Reuven won the case. Now next week Reuven sends me a present thanking me for helping him win the case. So what's wrong? But that's what the Chidah asks. The Chidah asks, what's wrong with Shochet Meuchar? It doesn't make sense. There should be any answer. The case is finished. You sent me a present. It's what's done is done. I'm not going to be biased. The case is over. So he says, because of that, the Ramban disagrees with the Rosh. Then he says it could be, even though the Ramban could agree, normally there is a problem with Shochet Meuchar. That's only about a real judge where there's a real case, Reuven and Shimon, and arguing, so there, and I get a present afterwards as a real judge. That could be Shochet Meuchar, but over here it wasn't really a din Torah. There was a suspicion, is he a murderer, and there was going to be a knas, with some knas, he gets his eyes gouged out, that's just some knas, not real din Torah. In that case, there's no problem with Shochet Meuchar. That's what the Chidah does to try to defend the Ramban. But the Maisa is, the Ramah paskins it, and I think that's a mainstream approach here is Shochet Meuchar is Aser, and it's Aser to all types of judgments, as we'll see, certainly to a Dayan. And what's the Svara? So Miznai the Mishpat says, as far as Dr. Jacob is saying, that it's true that in this case, what's done is done. I already passed into Shaila. There's nothing to talk about anymore. It's finished. But not so much next time. It's this time. If I'm ever allowed to take Shochet Meuchar, if I'm ever allowed to take a delayed bribe, if I'm going to maybe say, okay, so there's Reuven Shimon over here, and if Reuven wins, I know he just won the lottery or something, he might help me out later. Right? As if I'm allowed to take anything from any of the litigants, that might sway my decision in this case over here, and that's why you're not allowed to even take a present afterwards. But that's the Isser Shochet Meuchar, which is paskin by the Ramah, and all the poskim agree with it. The Chidah, even though he's saying the Ramban might not, but he himself also says that there's at least a Midas Chassidus to not take anything from any of the litigants, even though the case is finished. That's Halach Lamaisa, and therefore, in our case over here, even though you might say, well, the son of the principal wasn't going to get the job until later when there was going to need for it. That doesn't help the fact that there was the case was done is still Shochet Meuchar. And certainly if you promise ahead of time, right? That's Maznai Mishpat says here also. It's not called Shochet Meuchar if I say to the judge, okay, judge, right now in the middle of the case, I'm not going to give you any bribe now because I'm not allowed to give you a bribe. It's in the middle of the case. But after you exonerate me, next week I'm going to give you a bribe. I'll give you the money then, $10,000. Right? So that's not Shochet Meuchar. That's real Shochet. It's not that you have to actually give it to him right then. We're talking in a case where there was no talk. Everyone was nice. He didn't even take the feather off his jacket. He didn't do anything. He just went through the Din Torah quietly and heard all the cases, and he truly appreciates the fact that he won the case and he wants to send the judge a present. So that's usher, as it's usher for the judge to accept it as Shochet Meuchar, and that's what we're talking about. If it would be anything you tell the judge ahead of time, I'm going to send you a present if I win afterwards, even though the present goes afterwards, that's real Shochet. That's nothing to talk about. So in our case, if the woman promised the principal, if you give me the job, then my husband will give your son a job in return, that's real Shochet, and we don't even have to talk about Shochet Meuchar. Even if we're saying that even if it wasn't spoken out ahead of time, there'd still be a problem Shochet Meuchar in that case, but we'll see other issues. Now how about the fact that the principal is not a judge? So the the Tosfos Yontif continues, the Papula Charuta on this Rosh continues and says like this: Gam bo re'e davar gadol shesh mehinu rabbeinu. Let's come and see a big chiddush that the Rosh taught us. The shochet is also afid davar she'ena din Torah, even if it's not a real din Torah. Eladar Kanaf Yama, there wasn't a real Din Torah. If it's a real Din Torah, and then Bar Chama would be Chayiv Nisa, he wouldn't have Chayiv to have his eyes taken out. We're talking about some Kanafia, we're trying to deter people and get the mafia there to try to, you know, get things done their way. It's not a real Din Torah. So we see from here that it applies even if it's just a Kanaf and it's not a real Din Torah Kaf Tahafa. The Pierce Rashi to Kanazavi. Rashi says, what are you doing taking his eyes out? That was just a Kanaf. That's what Rashi says here on the Daf. Now the Tosfos Yontif takes it a step further. Kasafti zeh lahoros. I'm writing this to tell l'nismanim al tzibur. Anyone that is appointed in some official position for the public, afal pi she'ein dinei din Torah, even though they're not passing dinei Torah, but l'niskavlu l'kach, they weren't accepted to judge, to make any judgments, adjudications, any dinei Torah. Afilu hacha, still yisharim in the kavim matanas of dinehem, for they shouldn't accept any presents for their decisions that they made. It's not that they're not making dinei Torah; they're making different decisions for the good of the tzibur. They're appointed in some position in the tzibur to be in charge of. It could be to be a gabbai in a shul. That, you know, they're appointed to be a certain position. So you don't bribe him and say, you know, give me Matir Yonah. If you give me, I'll give you $1,000 if you give me Matir Yonah. But you can't do that. That's an iser of shochad that applies to anyone that is appointed over the tzibur. The Aruch HaShulchan says in these words, Afilu kol hamamunim, anyone who's appointed, v'chol ha'oskim v'tzarchei tzibur, anyone dealing with the public needs, even though they're not dealing with dinei Torah, they can't tilt towards one side or the other because they like one prisoner, they hate the other. Certainly they're not allowed to take a bribe, an actual bribe, to focus, to help them make their decision of who should get a certain position. Right, so we're already leaning towards the fact that a principal of a school also is appointed as a public figure, and he has to choose the right teachers to teach the children Torah, whatever they need to know. And in that capacity, he should not take a bribe. Right? Hire my friend, or hire me, and here's $1,000 to hire me. That lechora would be part of this issue of shochat to anyone who's appointed over the tzibur. Right? We'll see. It might not necessarily be true, but that's lechora what we're saying. Some server is an interesting shayla. Some server in the Shuvas Choshemish Lasimim Kof Samach talks about a case where they were trying to appoint a rav in a community, and they made there were four candidates, and the system they made was that they were going to put the four names into a box, a lottery, and they would pick out one name, and they would take a vote. So if the majority would want that name, he becomes the rav. If the majority vote against him, so they pick a second name out. So what happened was they picked out one name and he was voted down. They picked a second name, he was voted down. They picked out their third name and the majority voted for this third person as the rav. Soon enough, rumors circulated that this third candidate had paid off some of the members of the community to vote for him and vote against the others. That's the rumor that was going around. So the shayla was, what's halacha in such a case? So some sefer paskin that if you can find real edus, you can find real witnesses that it's really true that there are some people from the members of the community had received a bribe, and it's clearly received a bribe, no matter who they received it from, they received a bribe to vote for this third rav, so then the whole election is batal, and you have to have a new election. And he said, if it's true that the Rav himself gave the bribe, so then he's disqualified, because anyone that tries to attempt to get a position through bribery, he's completely disqualified, and he can't do it anymore. Now, let's assume that the rov isn't that bad, but other people are trying to bribe the members to vote for this third one. So, well, maybe, so let them give back the money. Let them give back the money and then vote. So you say, that won't work either, because we learned last week that once you're asked to take a bribe, that already makes you possible to be a dayan. Over here, they had received the bribe, giving it back, that's not going to help them, because they already have a certain affinity toward this person who tried to help them out. Okay, then we got caught, you have to give it back, but it's still not kosher to be a dayan or to vote for a rov in this case, and that's what the Chassam Sofer Paskin. So the Siach Mishpat says, you see even here that Chassam Sofer is extending this halacha very far. The Chassam Sofer is saying not only is any appointee, any public official prohibited to take a bribe to dispense whatever he's in charge of to one of the members, even those voting for a public official are not allowed to take a bribe. So Big Chiddush, the Siach Mishpat says, I mean, there are cases in recent history where it seems that people do give out, and I don't mean you can't make a mass mailing from your political party and give out a present to everyone on the list because you're now influencing them to vote for you with that present that you gave them. That's the Chiddush of the Chassam Sofer, the Siach Mishpat. He's assuming that the Chassam Sofer case was it was an election open to the public, that these people weren't appointed officials voting for the Rav. The Pashas of the Shuvah is mashma that way. It says the B'nai Ha'ir, the Anshe Yalkila Kadosha, it's mashma talking about it, that these weren't, you know, if the people voting for the Rav themselves were appointees, so then that would be exactly like the din of the Topul Harufta of the Tosas Yantas. Yeah, because they're appointed to pick the best Rav, and you can't bribe them because they have to do what's best for the community and not best on what's in their pockets. But the Chassam Sofer seems to be saying that this election was open to the public. All the members of the community voted for the Rav, and they're not allowed to accept a bribe for this position. So that's a further extension of this halacha of who's not allowed to take a bribe. Even someone voting for a public official is not allowed to take a bribe. The Kli Chemda, he extends his halacha even further. He says, the Pasuk says, Shoftim v'shotrin, titzein v'sharecha, you have to have judges and policemen, enforcers. So Kli Chemda brings a raya from the Payet that we don't say, but some people say, in Shavuos, there's a lashon of a Payet like this. I tried looking up in the Machzorim, I couldn't find it. There's a lot of Payet there, but it's a lashon like this. He's harta shoftim b'shochad. You warn shoftim not to take shochad. May rasha l'amavis, it could lead to death. B'tzivisa shochim l'val hakarpanim. You also commanded shochim, the enforcers, not to favor one over the other. So the Kli Chemda brings a raya from this payet. It could be that even the policemen are, you're not allowed to bribe a policeman, and the policeman's not allowed to take a bribe because the policemen are part of the law enforcement. They're part of this having laws in the community. You can't bribe the judge, you can't bribe the policeman that enforce the laws. That's what the Kli Chemda says. So that's all bad news for the principal over here. Because the principal seems as L'cholera, he's a public official, he's appointed by the Tzibor to be a principal to get the best teachers for the school. If someone bribes him and says, here, give me the job and I'll give you $1,000, right, you can go and tell the principal, look, I'm the best person from the job because I have 20 years experience and I get along with the kids and you go, yes, my other previous jobs. You're trying to say that you're the best person. That's okay, because he's not gaining anything from that. The children are gaining from that. But if you say, I'm going to give you $1,000 a week if you give me the job, or I'll give you something that's very good for you, so that's bribing him, and that should be usur. Like that should be open shut case. However, like Mr. Sugar said in the beginning, it really should depend on what type of school it is. Suppose I have a business. I own a warehouse. I'm a CPA. I have a CPA firm, and I hire different accountants to work for me. So I have a sign up, an ad. I'm looking for an accountant to join my business. Okay, so I have 10 applicants. And then an 11th comes in and says, hire me, And if you hire me, I'll give your son a job, or if you hire me, I'll give you $1,000. Right? So is there any Isser in me doing that?
Seems like there is.
Well, I don't think there should be, because do you hear?
It's a private business.
Huh?
Private business.
It's a private business. I own this business. I'm not a public official. I'm here to make money, and that's what I'm here for. I'm here to make money. So I want to pick the CPA that's going to make the most money for me, the accountant will make the most money. I want to get the best one. But if someone's willing to give me $1,000 a week, I'm also making money that way. So what's the difference whether he's the best CPA? If he's crooked, so then I shouldn't hire him because I don't want to be involved in Gnei. He's not crooked. He's just willing. Or another case, there's certain places, certain communities where it's hard to get a job in chinuch, and there's certain places, I heard that there's such a thing that if you agree not to take a salary the first year, they'll give you a job. Right? So suppose you hear that, and now they have a job open in Baltimore, and there's a position open in the school, and you tell the school, or let's just stay away from the school right now, let's stay with the CPA. So you tell the CPA, you know, I'll hire me, and I won't take a salary the first year. Right? So that should be okay, because...
You're hired.
Right, because it's a business, and I'm here to make money. You're willing to do it for free for a year to get in, or take a reduced pay, so that's okay. You're just trying to get in, like getting a reduced pay in the beginning. There's nothing wrong with that. That's fine. That's not bribery. Now, what type of school are we talking about? If we're talking about something called a community school, where the money comes in from the whole community, and they collect money, everyone gives money for the schools, and this school has a board of directors that are elected by the community, and they choose a principal who's supposed to hire the best children. So then, that could be a mamuna al tzibur. That's someone who's appointed. He's a public official, and all of these yisurim could apply and should apply. But if it's someone opened up a school, he says, okay, there's a school already in town, there's two schools, I want to open up a school in my neighborhood, it's my school, I'm putting out all the money, I'm not asking anyone for money, it's my school, I opened it up, I'll hire the teachers, and I'll get the money from my friends and from the parents, and however I want to raise the money, I'm going to take care of the whole thing myself. My son's going to be the principal, and my grandchildren will be the teachers. And now I need another opening. There's an opening, so I can give it to the lowest bidder there also. It's my business, and I'm not a public official. I'm just serving. I'm offering a service where I'm not part of the tzibur. It's my own private enterprise. So if there's a school that's a private enterprise, or yeshiva that's a private enterprise, it's no longer a public issue. It's only when there's a public issue where someone is memuna ala tzibur, the tzibur is relying on him to make the judgments for their good, right? It's a community school. They would make the decisions, except they can't. So they hire someone to make the decisions for their good. So don't misuse their trust. Don't misuse their trust in you and make decisions based on your good, because you got bribed. That's where the issue of shochat to mamun applies. But it's not their business at all. It's your business. It's your private enterprise. So there should be no reason. Siach Mishpat says this for himself. There should be no reason why it'd be usher in doing what's best for you. You know, once again, you can't do Gneva's Das. You can't hire crooks that are going to swindle the people and, like they say, you have to hire somebody, you have to do ten returns in an hour, or you don't get paid, and they just do whatever they can. You can't do that. You can't be crooked. But if you're straight, as long as they're doing the job, you can choose what's ever best for yourself. If it's your own private enterprise, that's no problem over there. So that's what Siach Mishpat says. It will really depend on what type of school it is. Assuming it's a public school where the person has to make the decisions for the good of the community, they are relying on him, they hired him, they voted for this person to make the decisions for the common good, so then he has no right to make any decisions based on a bribe that he receives for his own personal good. But if it's a private enterprise, so then I don't think there should be any issue. This should be like the same thing as a shoe store or a CPA firm. You're hiring some warehouse. You're hiring someone that'll do the best work for you at the cheapest price, and you'll end up with more money in your pocket. And that's your business. That's your enterprise. Now, what type of school do you want to send your kid to? Then you have to make the decision based on that. Back to our case. I'll give your son a job in my firm if you give my wife a job in your school. Right? That's, she's qualified, the son is qualified, it's a nice deal. So we asked about this third issue. Is there shochad when the person being bribed doesn't receive the benefit? Right? The woman is bribing the, she wants a job, so she's bribing the principal. And what's she offering? A job for his son in her husband's school. The judge doesn't receive a thing. It's his son gets it. He's happy that his son got a job. But is that called shochad? So Sirach Mishpat says definitely yes, because here again, it's like ribis. Just like by ribis, if I said, I'm lending you $10,000, pay me back $10,000 and pay Moshe $1,000. So that's ribis. Because I'm asking you $10,000 and you're giving back $11,000. I might not be getting it personally, but that's the deal I made with you. That's called shochad midin arev. You're helping out my guarantor. That's also shochad, just like it is ribis. So in this case, by the principle, even though we had three possible heterim, that number one, it's not a real dayan. There's no din Torah going on here. Number two, the shochad was received afterwards. And number three, the person being bribed did not receive the benefit himself. It still doesn't make a difference because we've learned tonight that there's, first of all, there's a din called shochad mu'uchar, that even if it's also to take a bribe even after the din Torah, that's midas chasidus maybe, that we learn because you don't want to be biased knowing that you might get a bribe afterwards. But certainly if you're told that you're going to get the money afterwards, that's shochad gomor. In the middle of the trial, I say, if you win, if you let me win, I'm going to give you $10,000. That's real shochad, that's not shochad mu'uchar. But so first of all, there's an isra shochad mu'uchar when it's shochad mu'uchar, the delayed shochad. Number two, we've learned that the isra shochad applies not only to a judge in a case against Reuven against Shimon, a regular din Torah. It applies, like the Rush said, when it's not going to be a din Torah, it's just going to be a knas to find out that this person chayv something. And like the Tufel Charut extends it, it applies even where it's not at all even a din Torah at all. It's just someone who's an official over the tzibur is not allowed to make his decisions based on a personal gain from someone trying to bribe him. That's a further issue. We saw that from based on some surfer could apply even to people, voters aren't allowed to accept bribes, and policemen also from based on the Klei Chemda. There is that heter though, if you're not an official, you're running your own, it's not a heter, it's that there's no issue. If it's your own private business, there's no shochad because you're not misusing the public's trust. You're not accepting a bribery and a bribe to misuse. That's business. Business is I go to the, I have the cheapest people work for me and I sell to the highest bidder. That's part of business, to make the biggest profit for yourself. That's not shochad when you get a bigger profit. We're talking about a public official, a school, a shul, different people's in charge of different areas, tuition committees maybe, right? Tuition committee. Once again, assuming it's a public school, so you tell the person on the tuition committee, look, here's if you give me a lower tuition, I'll give you a present, you can come to my restaurant anytime and eat for free. Right? That's usher, because he is appointed by the school, once again, assuming it's a public business, to get the right tuition from the different parents so that the school should run efficiently, so that he gains a free meal, the school suffers and the community suffers. That would be shochad. Finally, we said that there's an issur shochad even if you yourself aren't getting the personal gain, but the bribe is being told to you to help someone that you care about. That's also shochad. That's included in the issur shochad. So in this case that we spoke about, it seemed to be that it was usur, unless once again it was a private enterprise. Somehow that school is a private enterprise, then it could be mutter, and that's the case.